On today's podcast, we discuss God's role and our role in accomplishing His plans. Coming up next. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible reading plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Joshua 7, Psalm 137 through 138, Jeremiah 1, and Matthew 15. Lately, as I develop Freedom Story Media, I've purchased some camera and video gear to help the process of creating videos and such. Sometimes when I'm buying one thing, they also throw in some small accessories as a way to sweeten the deal. But often, with these little devices, it takes a while before I discover what they even are. Not only do I often not know what it is, but even more elusive is what the purpose of the thing is. I got one such accessory this past week, and I'm showing it here for those of you watching on video. I was purchasing a dashboard mount for my camera to record vlogs on the go, and it came with a small black piece that screwed onto the camera mount, but for what? Like, it should be plain to me and all of us when we don't know the purpose of a thing, we are destined to misuse it. Today, as our reading in Jeremiah begins, we find the young prophet being called into service to the Lord. God says to Jeremiah, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." God is making it clear to Jeremiah that this is not just beginning at this moment. This very moment was set into motion many years ago, well before you were in mama's belly. God knew even before then who He was making Jeremiah to be. He is a God of detailed, intricate, and amazing plans. Not only that, God is saying, "I planned this moment, but yo, I am your creator. I formed you and no other." He is clarifying ownership, headship, and that He is the definer of Jeremiah's purpose. And we must also notice that God not only creates us with purpose, but also prepares us for the purpose. He says, "Not only did I know you before I formed you, but I consecrated you before you were born." Consecration is a process of setting something apart for holy purposes. We read in Joshua 7 today that some things were purposed by God for destruction, and the one who intentionally opposed that purpose of God was destroyed, himself and his whole family. Why? Because when God sets something apart for His purposes, nothing and no one will stand against that, not even His own people. God did the work of formation of Jeremiah, consecration of Jeremiah, and appointing Jeremiah a prophet so that he would speak His word, God's word, to His people. God says, "I appointed you." He makes it clear to Jeremiah, this isn't about you doing what you needed to do in order to gain some sort of special rank. This isn't about you developing the right skills in order for this role to make sense. This is simply about the Father fulfilling His purposes and appointing the ones that He created. We see yet again God reminding us His brilliant creation, right? That we ain't all that. It is He that fulfills His purposes. In verse 12, He said, "Then the Lord said to me, 'You have seen well, for I am watching over my word to perform it.'" He is going to make sure that His word is done. It will be performed as God had spoken it. But He does yet still call and enlist us into His work. We are known, formed, consecrated, and appointed into God-ordained roles to play in the fulfillment of His purposes. That's what our work is. play our part is what we need to do. He tells Jeremiah in verse 17, "But you, dress yourself for work. Arise and say to them everything that I command you. Do not be dismayed by them, lest I dismay you before them." And then in verse 19, he says, "They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you, declares the Lord, to deliver you." As we know and live into our purpose, we should understand that there will be opponents that come against us as the enemy comes against God. But in the same way that God is victorious over Satan, in Jesus we have victory over all that comes against us. The question isn't do we have what it takes to accomplish the goal, but are we humbly submitted to the one who will? We prevail not because we rock, but because God gives purpose and God fulfills it. Psalm 138 from our reading today echoed this very same point in the final verse. "The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands." Let us pray that God would help us to not forsake the role that we have been appointed as he works out the fulfillment of each and every purpose of his. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you so much for the way that you ordain things from your lofty seat, Lord God. You plan and then you form, you consecrate, you appoint. You pre-decide how you would like each one of us to play a role in this, Lord God. And I pray that you would help us to just step into it. Help us to put on the work clothes that you've laid out for us today. Yes, God. Yes, God. So that we can live into our calling. That we can live out of our purpose, Lord God. And that we can play the role that you desire that we would play so that you would fulfill each and every one of your purposes. Lord God, I thank you that you don't need us, but that you choose us and you call us and you invite us into participating with you in your glorious work. We love you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, that is another episode on 5 by the Fire. Hope you guys are being blessed by these. If you're watching on video, make sure you comment below. Let me know your feedback on this. If you're listening on the podcast, make sure that you go over to 5bythefire.org and comment there. If you haven't subscribed wherever you're enjoying this, do that so you don't miss each and every episode. And make sure that you share this with others. Like, I know that folks can be blessed by this if you are as well. And I'd love to see you guys back here tomorrow, or hear you, or you hear me, or whatever. Let's hang out and do this again tomorrow. Sound good? Plan. All right, check it out. Be blessed and be a blessing, and I'll catch you tomorrow.